I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas, big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? Matthew Breaker here. I wanted to touch base with you guys before we get into the episode. This was originally supposed to be interjected into the middle of the podcast episode of this past week as like a segment. Because it's an interview that I did with the trainer Marcel from Germany. He attended GoFest and was gracious enough to sit down and talk to me about his experience there. And what ended up happening was I went to edit the audio so I could send it over to Astro. And I realized that the podcast platform that we were recording on corrupted the audio files, and I went back and forth with the podcast platform, and they didn't know what's wrong. They were not able to recover the clean audio that was recorded. So I feel that it was only fair that I try to edit this as best as I can and get it out to you guys. I just think it would be extremely unfair to Marcel if we just kept this on the back burner and didn't release it just due to quality. So just keep that in mind. Listen to it with a grain of salt. And I do hope that you enjoy the interview. I thought that his insight into what it was like at a GoFest, for me being somebody that's never been to one, I cannot wait for one to come in a place that is close enough for me to travel. But please enjoy this impromptu executive edition with Marcel.
Where did your gamer tag come from, Marcel?
So a good friend of mine who's also a teacher for musical instruments, he makes some seminars about music, and then he writes some songs specifically for the person to learn and to see their flaws and to get them to learn new skills. And that's he chose the name Marcello Martello, and I'm going with that for years now.
Yeah.
And it's just the Italian version of my last name and my surname. So Marcel Hammer. Hammer, yeah. Hammer in Italian is Martello. So that's why it's
okay. Okay. So, I got you. So what part of the world are you in?
I'm in Germany. This was a good opportunity to go to Berlin because it was my first in-person fest, my first experience at all, live experience, because I don't play not even for a year. So next week, okay, I'll have my year full. So, yeah.
Nice. Congratulations.
Yeah.
What was your starter Pokemon for the game?
Oh, my God. I don't recall. I'd say Charmander.
Okay, I got you. So almost, you know, your first year anniversary, how far of a travel was it to Berlin from where you were at?
For me, it was very easy, and that's why we chose to go. So I traveled with my girlfriend. Mm-hmm. She introduced me to Pokemon. She got me playing at all. And so for us, it was a train ride for about 4 hours. So probably really easy, really easy to get there. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so we heard that the tickets were going on for Berlin, I believe, sometime in like early May. When you were purchasing your tickets, I know that originally when they announced like the Go Fest, there was some controversy around like the additional add-ons for it. I believe that the Berlin one, they actually did like in the post that they made, they actually did include those add-ons. Did that affect like have any impact in your decision to purchase the add-ons or the ticket in general? Or when you heard that Berlin was going to be one of the sites, was it sort of like just a guaranteed in your mind, like, oh, we're going to go to this Go Fest?
No. So that we go, that was pretty easy set pretty soon. To be honest, I purchased the ticket, and then afterwards I heard the BTW podcast where Wildcat ranted about the add-ons, and I felt bad. Yeah. And I tried to get the other add-on because we both purchased with just the Raid Lover add-on.
Yeah.
And to be honest, if I go again, I wouldn't get any add-on because it didn't feel good, and I don't have the feeling that I get the value out of it after all. Mm-hmm. So the egg add-on was not for me at all. There wasn't any specialties, and there were no incubators included, which kind of feels bad in my opinion. And the other one, the Raid Lover, yeah, you get a lot of raid passes, but there were nearly no raids on GoFest. So,
oh jeez.
So you had to spend it before or after, and when we were at technical support, we said, yeah, look, the service would crash if we would raid like every 20 minutes. But yeah, we paid like 16 euro extra for, I believe, 21 raid passes on GoFest and 12 raid passes for the other days. And when it like was 4 p.m., so two hours until the end, we had raided like 7 times at this day.
Okay.
Which, yeah, we get extra XP, extra XLs, but overall, I wouldn't buy the add-ons at all.
Right, and then with the raid pass in general, what was it? Just like Darkrai and Cresselia as the like legendary raids, or were there other legendaries included with that?
There were only Cresselia and Darkrai, as I remember. And when you were in Berlin from Friday on, there were always Cresselia and Darkrai. So Friday, Saturday, Sunday. But if you are outside of Berlin, you don't have the ability to have access to the 9 extra raid passes. So we were there at Saturday evening. We were at the concert, so we couldn't spend any of those. And outside of GoFest, the raids were like really every 30 minutes, every hour. So a lot of raids. But at GoFest, it was somewhat disappointing to be honest.
Yeah. So trying to get, I just wanted to ask about the add-ons. It's interesting to hear your perspective on that. I know that I think you and Wildcat pretty much sympathize on that, and then you actually experiencing it in person. It sounds like it kind of was a bust for that. But you were in Britzer Garten, the park. How was that as a venue?
It was amazing, really. It was the different habitats in game, but also outside. There was a little lake or several lakes in the middle of it. There were little rivers where you could play, there were also families and elderly people not playing. So everyone who has an annual card for this park could go in. And for everyone else, it was blocked. But so it was a fun site overall, and it was not too crowded. You had space everywhere. They made a pretty good job in setting up the tents. So everywhere was shadow if you wanted to go. So it was really, really good, really good experience. So they,
How did they break up the park into the different habitats?
I think it was just geofencing. So they, you had special central points for each habitat. For example, for molten rocks, I think it was the volcano. For there was a garden that was the, I don't know the name anymore, but there was the plant-based habitat. There was a garden planted, and if you are near that, there's also confetti. So you realize where you are, but you see the spawns strictly changing. So you, when you entered a new habitat, you saw it in game at right at the second, which was important because there was a mission to make certain screenshots or snapshots of your Pokemon inside the different habitats. So that's how we experienced most of the switching the habitats. Yeah.
Was there a particular habitat that you spent the most time in? Was there something that like you were really like wanting to catch a lot of?
Skarmory wild catchers.
Okay.
Skarmory in the wild was the most exciting for me, to be honest. Besides the regular spawns or the special spawns, because nothing new which we hadn't seen before, except for the cowboy hat, Snorlax,
right.
And but Skarmory in the wild, where you catch it with a different or a lower IV floor, that excited me the most. And to be fair, also my favorite catches were like Skarmory, or I had a rank 1 Bastiodon, so that was more exciting than the Ultra Beast, which was okay to have, okay mm-hmm. to get. The IVs were pretty good for me, but overall, I am at the moment more excited about getting new Pokemon with good PvP IVs. That excites me more.
So your Ultra Beast exclusive was Pheromosa?
Yeah.
What was the process in obtaining it? What was the special research like for that?
So the special research includes a lot of exploring all the habitats. So you have to go through the habitats, make, as I said, snapshots out of the habitats of different Pokemons you caught before, but also like some tips from trainers who were before the day. Helped a lot because they said, hey, you have to spin new spots where it didn't have before. You have to send new gifts with stickers to friends. So don't send everything out before. Don't spin all the Pokestops at Britzer Garden before you were managing to do that. And then you get to Pheromosa pretty quickly. I think it was a 7-stage research. And you got it at stage 3 or 4.
Oh,
so
interesting. Okay.
So you could encounter it later. You got more candy for it, if I'm not mistaken. And what was the last? I think at this last stage, there was, what did we get there?
Did you end up getting the Skyform Shaman?
Yeah, exactly. So
okay.
The Skyform Shaman was the grand finale. The Pheromosa you got in the middle of the research. Skyform Shaman also not really that interesting Pokemon. Like normal Shaman, you get it. You have hidden power with the wrong element, and it's like,
all right.
I have hidden power water. It's like, It's
got you.
It's nice to have, but I don't see any use in it at all.
Right. And then this was also the release of shiny Panseer and Fungus, I believe. Did you get both of those?
Unfortunately, I just got the shiny Panseer. The shiny Fungus, I haven't seen the whole day. Also, my girlfriend didn't. But overall, I think the shiny rates were pretty good. So it was not like GoFest. Even though I like not everyone getting everything, you know, then it's nothing special anymore. But the overall shiny rates were pretty good, and I'm pretty excited. I think I got like 17, 18, but we didn't really play hardcore because it was a me and my girlfriend a family trip. So if I play hardcore, we're not having a good time together. And Pokemon for us, it's is our shared hobby. So, and for that, I got the shiny Panseer. I got two shiny Cowboy Head Snorlax, which is pretty cool, and shiny Shadow Execute. So, overall, a good mix. Wait a minute, I sent myself some screenshots. Not that I missed it. Shiny Slagma, shiny Normals to shiny Unknowns. So overall, good experience. I'd say if you catch everything in shiny, I would be a little more happy, but it was a way better experience than in-person GoFest, because there the shiny rates were expected to be higher, but if they weren't, here it was not like Community Day shiny rates, but of course, it was cranked up a little. Yeah, of course.
Yeah. So the other thing that I wanted to ask you on is the meet and greets of the content creators. Did you get to see any of them at all?
I've seen them from far away. To be honest, I know I have seen Trainer Club before, and I don't know any of those content creators. We talked a lot about German content creators or German speaking content creators. I don't follow them. I follow mostly the English speaking and American based content creators. So the meetups were nice. I seen them on Instagram, but I wasn't there.
Okay.
If they were like from GoCast or I would have gone. But I don't follow any European content creators. I don't know.
That's
don't
okay. Why. Yeah. No. Were you able to participate at all in like check out the battle tents at all for any? Okay.
The battle tents, it was really cool experience. So I started a little earlier. We entered at 9. We went to merch store. Half of the stuff was sold out already.
And
the special T-shirt in my size was also sold out. So
okay.
And then later we saw the battle tents, and I was like, battling. I love battling. I love PvP, but I'm really bad. Yeah, I really suck at it. And my girlfriend was like, come, let's try. You're good. Try it. Go to battle tents. I was like, I don't know. I think she might want to have a pause and just get me distracted sometime. And so I went to battle tent, and it was a really good time. You have to win 3 consecutive times in a row against 3 different trainers, and then you get a big prize. And I was like, okay, big prize. Good. Let's see. And this was really a mixed audience there playing. And the second battle was pretty close. Third battle was then like the guy, I threw a charge move, he shielded. The next time I threw a different charge move, and he was like, I really didn't expect to have a second move on that as well. So that was kind of the level for the other players. So I was pretty lucky. And then I got a t-shirt in my size.
Okay.
And as a prize, just for free, and I got a download code which includes a lead charge TM, a lead fast TM. So the value of that was more than we paid for GoFest. So just stuff I won at battle. So that was pretty cool. And
yeah,
the overall arrangement of the battle space also was pretty cool. It was pretty okay. Nice. And they had like the type effectiveness charts. There were kids playing where really they explained to them how to battle, how to throw charge. And so the support of the of the staff around, how they went out for the people, how they helped people, that was really amazing.
That's so good to hear. When you were walking around in the venue area, how big is the park in general? Because you have the four habitats, and you have obviously like the vendors for like food and stuff. Then you have like the meet and greet area. But like, how big of a space are we talking?
So, I say we were there 8 hours, and we managed to go through the park 2.5 times. So we were not walking fast. The first round we made the missions. We traded. We battled a little. So I think the first round we took 3.5-4 hours with slow walking, but not having that many pauses. So we didn't sit down and say, oh, let's stop playing. It was you could walk a lot. And to the end of the park, I'd say we've managed to spin 75% of the Pokestops, and 25% were still missing. So there were areas where we didn't go after all, because it was really, really big. And because it was so big, it was bigger than we expected. It was not that crowded. So there was really space. It was not filled with people all the time. So it really mm-hmm. felt also very open.
Did Niantic add any additional Pokestops in the space itself? Okay.
Yeah, they added a lot. So there were this normal GoFest stops with the GoFest logo, but there were also the special meet and greet for Pikachu, Eevee. There were the content creators. So all the stops that were on the map, where you find some stuff from Niantic, from Wayfair, everything was an own Pokestop. So they had a lot more than usually were in the Britzagon.
Okay. What would you say was like one or two things that they did really, really well at this GoFest?
It's hard for me to tell, so because I never have seen anything else. Overall, the only bad things, in my opinion, were that the merch was sold out so quickly and the raid passes. The rest, rest was really amazing. So they had this free giveaways everywhere. The stuff was really, really great. So everyone was friendly. They had food everywhere. So in general, the overall experience was pretty good. So there's nothing stand out the most from Niantic. Without that being negative, I think the overall, what they did, how they did, that was really, really amazing.
That's awesome to hear.
And to be fair, when talking about the price of GoFest, it's hard for me to say if the ticket would better be at 20 euro or dollar or 40 or 50. If you think about it, you spend so much money to go there, so much money to attend. It's not really that big a deal if it's 10 euro, more or less, in my opinion. But overall, I would totally do it again.
Yeah. Where is there a place that you're hoping that they bring GoFest next year? Or do you want it back in Berlin?
To be very egoistic, yeah, of course, Berlin. Just pretty easy to get. So we thought about going to Sevilla, to Safari Zone. I was like, oh, you can't fly that directly. You have to get it two different planes. So the easier it is for me, the more certain I would attend. So I probably say if it any bigger city in Europe where you can fly, I totally go again. And yeah, I think it doesn't matter where exactly. If you can go there without getting poor or without spending 2 days of traveling just for half a day of GoFest, I would totally do it again.
Did you feel that with the amount of time that you spent in the park at GoFest, that there was a substantial amount of stuff to do that could fill the entire time? So yeah, there wasn't any like, okay.
Absolutely. So we were the whole time playing. And as I said, we weren't extensively playing. So it was not like AR fast catch all the time. I have to say, I'm not a very social guy, so I didn't think at all speaking to foreigners, to people I don't know. But there were people with the signs on their backpack saying, oh, I want to have this Pokemon, I trade this. And so we got in touch with a lot of trainers, talked with a lot of people trading and socializing. And that was really, really nice. So this is also kind of the experience for me to play a slow game, to enjoy the day, because yeah, for sure I could have caught 5 times the Skarmory's for me, but that was not the point about going to GoFest. It was really to enjoy everything, every aspect of the game, and we did a lot more than we thought or than I thought. And the audience and the players were really, really mixed. I didn't expect that. So all ages, from really kids that hardly could hold their iPhone or iPad to really people like 60 plus, which you saw already in the hotel, you saw at the train station. So it was really a really friendly, also family friendly environment, in my opinion.
That's amazing to hear. Wrapping up, is there anything else about like GoFest that you wanted to share? Anything that stood out in your mind?
What stood out really was the social aspect of it. So getting in touch with other people, getting in touch with people you never talked to before. I wanted to meet some trainers I've been friends with from other Discords, but apparently they were on Saturday and I was Sunday, so that didn't work out. But
okay,
the social aspect of bringing the people together and really creating this experience stands out the most. And I think for me that was more important than the 20th shiny or the Pokemon I didn't have before. The overall experience and getting in touch with people and enjoying the game all together in this huge community, that was the most important thing for me, I think.
That's great to hear. Marcel, thanks for coming on to the BTW PvP podcast and talking about your experience. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for having me. I was really excited and nervous, and I love talking about stuff I like, and I like Pokemon Go a lot, so I'm really, really happy to share this experience.
Yeah, well, you're welcome back anytime, man. This has been a great conversation. I appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you. I'm looking forward to it.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up Quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's Quince.com/upgrade.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned, We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.